This is the first thing on the podcast. You coughing like an asshole. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to cough away from the mic. You guys so hear that?
Loud.
Did you hear?
That was so loud. That was so goddamn loud.
That's what he sounded like.
That's way too loud to do that to somebody in the first fucking 20 seconds of a podcast.
Hey, he hits record and I'm like, oh shit, I have to cough.
Everyone just turned it off right now.
Fuck, I'm gonna be back next week. Hope we don't cough in the goddamn podcast again. Go ahead, sorry.
Why is this podcast so loud?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Your headphones are turned up too loud.
They are maxed.
Dude, Jesus Christ, dude. Are you going get a deaf or what?
He's going that's geth. Maxed.
Deaf?
We're right here now. We're right here. Everyone cool?
Oh, be that close to the mic. That sounded perfect.
Everyone cool?
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm way too close to the mic.
Then move the mic towards you.
Well, it's because the mic is three tables. Don't.
I'm going to hold the mic. I'm going to do my Elvis impression the whole night.
You're going to die on the toilet?
Like this. I'm just do it. I'm going to talk like this.
I give it a minute. I give it a minute.
Like, 1 minute? I could last longer than a minute.
Not according to what I read. Mike, do the business. I'm rattled.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do it. See, no,
you
see, do
it.
See how far you can get.
No, you do it. Because you're holding the mic like that.
I didn't last a minute.
I know. I think he meant do it like Elvis would.
No.
Yeah, so no, that's what I meant.
Just do the thing that I usually do. He meant
do the intro. You thought he meant do it like Elvis.
No, I meant do it like Elvis.
You did, but he meant.
I don't have an Elvis impression.
Then do it. And do Christopher Walken.
Do Christopher Walken.
That's Cody. If we ask Cody to do an Elvis impression, it's just eventually going to turn into a shitty Walken.
Go fuck yourself,
all
right?
That's what all your impressions eventually end up as.
I've never said I'm really good at impressions.
I've never said
first
that
impressions,
about you
awful at them. Basic impressions, horrible at them.
Lasting impressions,
that's actually really
big
good at.
Dick.
I'm actually really good at those because it's only one thing. Well, two things. One is, oh, he's really nice. And then it's only because you talk to me like 5 minutes. Past that, it's like, God, that guy's such an asshole. I'm like, nailed it.
Anyway.
Mike, go over the business.
Welcome to the podcast They Call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is absolutely free. So if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Yes, it is. And then you head on over to iTunes, hit subscribe so you get the podcast automatically when it becomes available for you every Friday. And then after you do that, please rate and review the podcast. Cody, 3 minutes in, start this shit, right?
Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everyone. So that was our new intro. Hope you guys liked it.
Yeah. We worked on it for a couple hours.
We did. So welcome.
Yeah.
Back. If this is your first time listening, about time you caught on.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the other ones.
You don't have
you
to.
You really don't
like,
have
download
to.
Download the other ones. That'd be cool. But
yeah.
You don't have to listen to them.
Give us the
them.
Downloads for sure. But you don't have to listen to them. They're mostly just the same as you're about to hear.
Which but, one's like, the important one? 55, right?
I should probably look that up or know it. By like, you know, automatically.
Pretty sure it's 55. Episode 55.
Look for one that says Doberman in the title.
Yeah.
Just listen to that one.
If you haven't listened to that one, please go back and listen to that one. That
one's basically
important.
This one minus like three episodes. Would that be about right? About three episodes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. If not, then try four, then five, six, seven. Or just keep going until you find it.
Just listen to all of them. Just start at one. Eventually you'll get to it.
Don't start at one. Dude, some of the early ones are rough. I don't like them.
You're rough.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
55, yeah. Episode 55 is a good one. If this is the first time listening to us, please go back, download episode 55, and give that one a listen.
Yeah.
It's an important one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
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 Next up.
All right, so as of last week, the last like 10 minutes, I came up with an assignment for us to do. So we're going to do our top five Adam Sandler movies. And then we will talk about the one movie we watched, as long as all of us watched the movie.
I did watch it.
Which one did you watch?
Bulletproof.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Was it awesome?
He watched Going Overboard.
We'll get to that.
Ooh. That's called a tease in the business.
He watched Going Overboard.
It's bad.
I almost watched that, because Netflix like had only a handful of the movies.
Yeah, which is dumb. Adam Sandler's doing like 7,000 movies.
He has, and they had like eight.
yeah, maybe eight of them there. That was
and
like seven.
So I've seen most of them with the exception of Going Overboard and Bulletproof, and I didn't feel like watching Going Overboard, so I watched Bulletproof.
I wanted
you
to watch Bulletproof.
Yeah, you should have watched. He should have, because it's... You'll hear about it. Mike will go over it.
I'll admit that Bulletproof is better than what I thought it would be.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Because I really don't care for...
You hate Adam Sandler.
I don't hate Adam Sandler.
No, you hate Adam Sandler. You only came up with three for our top five.
I was thinking three, but I actually made it to five.
I'm looking at it right now.
Look at that. Second page.
Why'd you have two pages? It's a list of five.
Because I'm using Microsoft Word, so fuck you.
Don't do that.
You don't do that.
On Microsoft Word, on the iPhone, it does have some weird page breaks.
No, it says, no, it's like, hey.
You have an iPhone. Just go to notes.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah. He pays for that.
Why? I do not pay for that, actually, because I go to school, and that's the one thing I get free from school.
Oh, no, you get lack of free time.
Oh, sorry. Two things that I get free from school.
Technically, you pay for school, which you haven't paid for it yet. You're going to pay for school, and so you get it's paid for.
I have a sneaking suspicion that our top five lists are going to be close to the same, so do you want to just rattle off each real quick, and then go around.
I'm going to say Cody's are going to be slightly different than mine, but yes,
no,
for the most part,
a lot of the
movies
are
going to
be the same. Not the order or the list.
Oh, definitely not the order.
But maybe, but the grouping of them. So I'm thinking maybe we just go around and we do all of them at once.
I'm okay with that.
All right, Mike, go.
All right, number five. No jump. Okay. All right, number five. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Never done that once before. They've never done that. Drum roll. He wants a drum roll now.
Number four, Mr. Deeds. Number three, Billy Madison. Number two, Waterboy. And number one, Happy Gilmore. So, fuck
wow.
You. Why are you saying wow?
Only one of those was on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that weird shit like Spanglish?
No. No.
Or Click?
Yeah.
He loves Click.
Is it on there?
Technically it's number four on my list. Yeah, it's one of his more serious movies. My problem with Adam Sandler is a problem that I have with a lot of
He's Adam Sandler in every movie.
Exactly. No, that's Christ. Exactly it.
We talk too much. Like, we need to stop being friends for like a year and then we can
It's my biggest problem with a lot of the big comedians. Chris Farley did the same thing. He was literally Chris Farley in every fucking
movie. I'm gonna punch you in your mouth. Chris Farley was a ninja in one movie.
A fat, retarded ninja.
Okay.
Not like
he was a black sheep in another movie.
And he was what in that movie?
Fat, retarded.
Okay, fat. Don't.
Not mentally retarded, like the fun kind of retarded.
Yeah, yeah. The good kind. But one's a ninja.
The one you don't have to run a marathon for.
One's a dude in love to an alien chick.
He's kind of Coneheads. He did that for Adam Sandler too. Like yeah. They're both barely in it.
He's
in it.
More. Ronnie and yeah. Connie is the greatest love story of all time.
First off, no.
It's a better love story than Twilight.
Yeah, well, that's
because Twilight
easy.
Is not anything good. Don't jerk off invisible dicks in the air here.
Dancing.
How many could you do?
Jerking off of his... Yeah. They stand dick to dick. Stand in the middle.
Just a little context for the audio podcast that's happening right now. What they're referencing in pantomime is from Silicon Valley. You guys can't see, but they were trying to do the motion that Elric was doing where he's pretending, like basically trying to figure out how many dicks he can jerk off in a certain amount of time. If you haven't seen Silicon Valley season one, watch it. Season two just started.
Maybe just YouTube that clip.
Just YouTube that clip if you just want to.
Get context to that.
And then you could imagine how Mike's dancing.
Yeah.
That's Mike dancing.
Just jerking off invisible dicks. But it's efficient.
Yeah.
Anyway, then Will Ferrell is the same way. Now, there are movies that they do that that take him out of that type of character.
Like Stranger Than Fiction?
Oh, which is not good, by the way.
It's not, but he plays a completely different character.
True.
I thought it was okay. It was okay.
But like Will Ferrell has Anchorman. He kind of gets away from the whole, you know, him being
a sports
Will Ferrell.
Guy.
Yeah. So that's why I just don't care for Adam Sandler as much as you guys really, or I don't know about Cody, but I know you really like him. Anyway.
I don't really care that much. I just want to, I do care.
So my list,
I'm passionate.
With that said,
Is that a crime, Joe?
No particular order.
No, it like is usual. A particular order. It's a top five list. Huh. It's an order of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's pretty easy.
Guess what? No numbers. Anger management.
Number one or number five?
Nope.
I love anger management.
Click.
Click's good. He plays with the fat flab.
Yeah. What is this?
It's like a tone.
Happy Gilmore.
That's a great one.
The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer is fantastic.
Which I will say is one of his roles where he's not so Adam Sandler-y. And 51st States, which is, I would put that at number one. It is his role for me that he's not Adam Sandler-y.
I love how like your favorite Adam Sandler movie is the one where he's at least like Adam Sandler to you.
Because he hates Adam Sandler.
You hate Adam Sandler so much. It's insane. What actors do you like?
Adrian Brody.
I'm going to punch him right in the back. Wow. Dick.
Let's not do that.
We're gonna disrupt this podcast.
Diane real Keaton.
Quick. Dude. I swear to God, I'm going to come over this fucking table and beat somebody.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, Jesus fucking
Christ.
She's
the one
that's
saying it.
This is coming from his mind. I'm reading his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're psychotic, not psychic. There's a difference.
I have ESPN.
He does have ESPN, NBA 2, and ESPN The Ocho, I'm guessing.
Do. Yep. I have all 17 of them.
Who are some of your favorite actors?
Some of my favorite actors.
Carl Urban.
Yes, Carl
because
Urban.
Because he wants some
Bradley
CNN.
Cooper, Harrison Ford, Bruce
when
Willis.
He's not crashing a plane.
Bill, Bruce, yeah, exactly. Or tripping over the door.
A doorway and William Falcon.
Yet he survived both of them.
It's true.
He's immortal, I'm saying it. Bruce
he
Willis.
He survived like 4 plane crashes now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days.
A lot of people don't survive.
What's going to happen one day? Someone's going to go, wait, is he actually mentally handicapped now? Is somebody training him how to say these words? Because something's wrong. Like, you're not supposed to crash. Like, if you crashed 4 planes, you wouldn't have a job. But if it's a recreational, let him do as much as he wants. He can pay for them.
Well, yeah, they're his planes.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a couple of them were like just like dumb things, right? Like,
you crash.
Well, no,
a plane.
The last one,
no, but like
was engine
landing
failure.
Gear, not engine opening, I think, was one of them too.
Unless you're Archer and then you're landing a seaplane and you open the landing gear,
and then that's bad news.
And then you shoot a shark in the eye with a flare gun.
Such a good season.
Sorry, I digress. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
So Bruce Willis in his earlier years, I don't really care
which
for much.
Which was
now.
All the same character.
Which
so,
was sort of.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can't say.
Hard to say. John McClane was in Moonlighting.
I'm pretty sure
you
was.
Can't say Moonlighting, Hudson Hawk, and Die Hard were the
love
same.
Hudson Hawk.
You
it's,
can't
it's
say he was the same character
of the same. But like you can with all of his other movies, though.
That's why I say towards those later.
Striking Distance was the same as Die Hard and
Fighting Fire with Fire, whatever. It is.
Fucking
what's that one he did with? Was it Fire with Fire?
Fire with Fire. With Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
And Fitty. No, I don't know. He has movies where he separates, and I'm a pretty big John McClane fan.
Yeah, we know.
But he basically plays the same character in all his movies.
Towards later in his life, yes.
But even as early as like Last Man Standing and Last Boy Scout,
Last Boy Scout's fantastic.
Like, they're good.
I wouldn't say Last Man Standing is the same as the Boy Scout.
It's the same kind of character, just in a different time frame. Well, I mean, to like John McClane, it's whether he amps up the humor or takes it down a notch.
He but shoots a guy in the dick same in the Last Man Standing.
Yeah, it is.
It's awesome.
So Fifth Element.
That's a funny part.
Fifth Element is John McClane in the future.
That's I'll give him that, though. He is very John McClane in the future in Fifth Element, for sure.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I think pretty sure they gave him the same outfit too.
Yeah,
very close.
Did he lose his shoes
basically
in Fifth Element?
No, that was Die Hard.
That was Die Hard.
I was just saying because if he did in both, it's like he had a black partner in both.
That's true. So beyond that, Kurt Russell.
Oh, by the way, guys.
Okay.
Kurt Russell brought this up.
Kurt Russell brought this up. I'm Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, the fact
why
that you mentioned Kurt,
I don't know.
Should be like making movies now.
Yeah,
should be.
Hey, make Overboard 2.
when he said going over, when he texted me last night saying he's watching Go Overboard, he typed in Overboard, and I was like, why the fuck are you watching a Goldie Hawn movie? And then I realized
that's a Kurt Russell movie.
Let me get there.
Some bitch.
Let me get there. And then it dawned me, he's not.
I was watching Going. I immediately texted him, like, the correction.
Yeah, because you could saw it, the lips. Yeah. Came. I started to type. I was like, why the fuck are you watching a Goldie Hawn movie? Because I knew it would piss him off. That's why I said Goldie Hawn.
Because it's a Kurt Russell movie.
Yeah. Was Goldie Hawn in it?
Yes.
Who knows?
It was, she was the broad that, you know, in it.
That's just how I'm going to deal with him now.
Well, if you're going to tell me, then it's not going to matter.
Hey, and just do something else. What were you talking about? Oh, Kurt Russell. The new Fast and Furious. Furious 7?
7.
I watched it. It's the best one out of them. Here's the thing, though. Like, the one...
You said that about 6, though.
No, 5.
You said about 5. Yeah,
5.
Oh, 6 was the super garbage one, right?
Yeah, yeah. 6 was the last one. 6 was garbage. 5 at least had some really cool fight scenes in it. 6 didn't really have anything. This one was the best one. It's, I don't know about going to watch it in theaters, but it's like, if you catch it on HBO, it's worth a watch. Because Kurt Russell is in it a little bit more than I thought he would be, and he is a goddamn scene. He is fan-fucking-tastic in it.
Well, what's he do? Because I don't recall him being in the cast list.
Well, he was kind of...
played down.
Hushed. Yeah, no one really talked about it that much. But he had probably like 4 really good, decent long scenes and had some action in it and stuff too. Like, he actually shoots some people and he gets down. And it's just his dialogue, though. He talks like if Jack Burton was like a head of the CIA or something like that. Like that kind of power, but that kind of...
That's where they got it.
Yeah. Oh.
That's pretty dope.
But actually. No, he was so fun in it. And then I completely forgot Tony Jaa was in it, dude.
Yeah.
And when I saw Tony Jaa pop up, I was like, holy shit.
He plays one of the
he gets Statham's two good action sequences out of Tony Jaa. Oh.
Yeah, he plays one of Statham's henchmen.
Is this his stepping stone into American cinema?
Hopefully. Well, he's got Skin Trade coming up. That's going to be a lower level movie, but it's going to be...
But isn't that basically what Jet Li did?
But Jet Li was the main villain in Lethal Weapon.
He's definitely a lower character than Jet Li was in Lethal Weapon. But it was cool seeing him. Like, he did some cool ass dope shit, and I completely forgot he was going to be in it.
That kind of makes me want to watch it, because I haven't seen... I actually haven't seen The Protector 2, or what was the other one he did?
Umbak.
Well, there was Umbak 2.
And
there's
3.
Umbak 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah,
two and
so
three
I
were
seen,
together. The first one was not
I've,
even.
I've seen it. The first one. I haven't seen, I think, 2 or 3.
2 or 3 don't really have anything to do.
Yeah, right.
Well, 2 and 3 are like companion movies. They have nothing to do with 1.
But they don't have anything to do with 1.
Protector 2 is awful, so you can skip that one.
But he still does his awesome stunts and stuff.
Yeah, except for CG.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of it, you can tell it's on wires and shit, because it's ridiculous.
That's horrible,
because
one of the reasons why I loved him is because it was like almost like the second coming of Jackie Chan, where he does all of his own stunts
that's
and shit.
That's probably racist, because he's Asian, though. So I don't know. If he's
I'm comparing him to a really good like stunt / martial artist.
I think you made it racist.
No, yeah, I totally did.
One of them's from Taiwan.
Yeah, I know, Joe. You're racist as fuck. He's Taiwan.
No. Taiwanese?
More like
you're
from Taiwanese.
But speaking of Kurt Russell, didn't they say that his role, they haven't written Fast 8 or whatever they're going to call it, but his role is supposed to be expanded in the next one, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about Fast 8, but it'll be a goddamn mistake if he's not in Fast and Furious 8. Like,
now I'm going to have to watch it.
He's so much fun.
Oh, he's in The Hateful Eight too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why he's got that gnarly fucking mustache rocking right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, it's actually worth a watch. You get what you kind of expect out of it. It's not the greatest acting.
I've never expected great acting out of Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah,
that's half the reason why I don't watch the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah, some of it, and when they try to do the emotional stuff, it's like you kind of
like, where's the next car crash?
I think they did a pretty good job with this one.
I was gonna do a Paul Walker joke, but I'll hold it back.
That part was actually really sad too.
So did they killed him off, right?
No. Oh, they basically right off into the sunset kind of thing with his new, not new family, but with his family.
With what's her face? That means Jorgen and Brewster is not going to be in any other ones?
I would assume no. Or maybe just like little. She's barely in them anyway. Like she really is barely in.
Wasn't she more?
I think in five. Five, she was in it more because she actually did some car scenes and stuff. But I don't think she was really in it that much.
Oh, six though. Was she pregnant in six or did she already have the kid in six?
I think she was pregnant in six.
Because I knew at the end of five, she was pregnant. I haven't seen six.
Maybe
she had
the kid. I don't know. But the kid's like a little kid walking around in this one.
Maybe he was born by six.
So what they do, spoilers, is basically, God damn it, Joe.
Son of a bitch.
She's pregnant again. So it gets brought up that, like, you know, he can't keep doing this. He's got two kids and a wife and their babies stuff. And they basically make the call. But it was pretty rough. It's super easy to tell what scene it was that they filmed after that goodbye scene. Like, you could see the actors, like, being emotional. And, like, you could feel that it was real. And it was just, like, really shitty to watch. Like, I don't like dealing with real life emotions in a movie.
Could you tell the scenes with his brother in them?
They did really good with it. You could tell, but they did a really fucking good job.
I know he's thinner than his brother, right?
Yeah. The body shape's just a little bit off, but it's a lot of like shadowy shots and distance shots. But they actually did a really good job because there's a couple times where it's like, is that? And I wasn't sure. And then there's a couple times I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not him.
That's definitely Kevin. I don't know his name, but his name's Kevin now.
but yeah, his fight scenes were pretty dope. He's Paul Walker and Tony Jaa are their two. That's who Tony Jaa's two fight scenes were with, was Paul Walker.
Oh, okay.
So he did a good job with that one.
Did Paul Walker win?
No. Not really. The way he gets them, he totally loses the first one. The way he gets them in the second one is by like outsmarting them kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he gets his ass kicked pretty good. But no, the movie was actually enjoyable. Yeah, it was weird. And then they need to figure out though that The Rock is a main character though and not a goddamn side character.
I thought he pretty much was a main character. No. At least
in five. In five, he was. In five, he was pretty much the second lead. Six, he wasn't in it very much. And this one, he wasn't in it very much at all. He was a little, like a good chunk at the front and a pretty good part at the end.
So was he basically like, here's your mission, now go and do it.
Jason Statham fucked him up. Not like fucked him up, but the fight with Jason Statham ended up in injuries.
Oh, so he got Terry Crews'd.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot at the beginning.
So yeah. he's in the hospital during like the whole bulk of the movie, and then when they come back he sees the shit happening on the news. That's when he breaks out of his cast.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. And then and that montage is pretty funny because he stands up.
Whoa, Cody, what are you doing? Hey,
can we afford that?
Nope, we cannot afford that.
I don't know we're allowed to play that.
I wasn't supposed to automatically start playing. I just wanted to see what it was. Yeah. I definitely cannot afford that.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
No, yeah.
No, that's not cool.
I mean, somebody was on their phone and not paying
attention. Well, because it buzzed at me. I thought it was a message.
Oh, see, mine buzzed at me as well, and I looked at my watch, and I went, oh, NHL. Well,
mine stopped working, so.
And I was like, I'm going to continue paying attention to Mike.
but, yeah, I don't know what I was.
Talking?
Yeah, weird, right? I don't know what I was saying. Oh. The montage little sequence when The Rock decides he's got to go help out.
Yeah.
So he does the thing where he like flexes like crazy and breaks the cast and then like hits it and starts peeling it off. And it looks,
Jesus, Cody, what are you doing?
Maybe not right now.
I tried to open to close it because it keeps buzzing at me.
Well, just put your phone over there.
I got it.
Joe, put his phone someplace high where you can't reach.
Fuck you, there's a step stool in this room.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, sorry.
I'll use the step
stool.
So
he flexes and rips the cast off, and it's over the top ridiculous, and it shows him like, you know, shirt goes on, he's tightening up the gun belt, ties the shoes, you know, like just that quick, you know, montage stuff.
The Rambo-ish type.
And then the one scene is you see him take a bunch of pain pills because he's still in the hospital, and he takes them with some water. I started laughing so hard. It was so funny. And I was like, yeah, that's what he would do because he's pretty fucked up. But the fight scene between Statham and Rock in the first was really fucking dope. Like, that was, that's like the first thing that happens in the movie.
So like, it almost may be just worth it to watch like the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, if you could go in there, watch the first 10 minutes, leave, come back for the last 20, you get all the rock parts in it. And that's pretty cool.
Can I pay for a half hour of this movie, but I'm going to go watch this movie here? Mike, text me when the good scene comes on.
I don't think Greg Capullo is excited about this movie, about Batman v Superman.
What I clicked on was it
buzzed up because like I follow Greg Capullo and a bunch of people were retweeting it. Someone posted a thing because apparently Zack Snyder posted the teaser for the trailer, which comes out in IMAX on Monday. Yeah. By the way, so they're doing an IMAX event, since, just so you don't know, Joe, for Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 minutes long, has an intro, and then does the trailer. I don't know what the whole 15 minutes is made up, because that's a really long trailer.
So they're basically doing a Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing more like they did for... what did they just do that for? Where they did like a special screening. Anyways, but so Zack Snyder said he's going to put a teaser up for it. That's what started playing. I didn't realize it was going to autoplay.
Yeah, we definitely can afford that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I was like, just stop it. Like, he won't lead in the thing with the stuff. But he says, so lame.
Maybe it's just lame because the teaser's just a
shitty teaser. Oh, it's really shitty. It basically shows Superman suit and Batman suit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's not excited. Maybe he's just pissed that he just saw the suit.
Well, it's because he, like, with the little frowny emoticon. That's why I was like,
yeah,
well.
But that usually probably means that he was expecting more.
And like he only would, got a suit.
Yeah, because we would do the exact same thing. Oh, what's this gonna be? You're gonna see like and people crushing and hitting and lasers. And
well, this is a teaser for the trailer
and breaking necks
like they did at the end of Super.
I don't think they'll let him do that again. He got a bunch of shit for that.
Fuck him. Do it again.
I know.
Just don't make Batman kill him. Make Superman kill him. Superman can kill as many people as he wants. Yeah.
Breaking necks and casting checks, yo. That's what Superman does.
Yeah.
So you can RSVP for the event now.
So is it? Are they playing a movie with it?
So I'm gonna read the thing with the stuff right now.
Let's see.
Stop it. Be one of the first to see the Batman v Superman trailer with a special intro from Scott Snyder on Monday, April 20th. So no. Select your state and or province, blah blah blah, and then you can find out Arizona.
Monday, April 20th. I'd be at school, so I'd be already down there. I don't feel like going there though.
Arizona Mills is running it. Shocker.
I'll go with you.
Bum, 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 ba, da, da, da.
I don't do anything.
He doesn't.
I got cannolis though today.
Yeah, you did.
They're delicious.
From where again?
I don't want to get into that.
Oh, we're not gonna. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna plug them. They ain't paying me no goddamn money.
Yeah. Fuck them. They didn't say no extra.
And I've been there a couple times now since I discovered it. Mm-hmm. And the lady today was actually a rude bitch. Oh. So. I'm like, oh, you, I don't like you. Bring in the nice one from a couple days ago. Bring her back. And then what was funny, as I was thinking that in my head, she actually came out to ring me up. I was like, hey. Tell that bitch to go back in the back.
Tell that bitch to go back in the back.
She shouldn't be around customers.
Anyway, Cody.
Yeah.
What's your Adam Sandler movies?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Are you done with your... I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, yeah, we're done with the...
Shocked me to see that. Greg Poole is good. Frowny face.
You're a frowny face.
You are correct, sir. So I will go from 5 down to 1 because I actually put mine in order, Joe.
What?
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? So number 5 would be Happy Gilmore. I did spell it wrong. Oh, well. Gilmore spelled G-L-I-M-R. I have to change it. Oh, no, I did change it. Haha, good. I thought I left it that way. Number 4 is The Waterboy. Number 3 is I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Number 2 is 50 First Dates. And number 1 is The Wedding Singer. And honorable mentions would be Billy Madison, because that was bouncing back and forth with Happy Gilmore. And then 8 Crazy Nights, because that movie's fucking hilarious. Just so you know.
I don't know.
8 Crazy Nights makes your top 5 list?
No, honorable mention. Pay attention to the show, Mike. Yeah.
Well, you said bouncing back and forth.
No, I said that about Happy Gilmore.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, we know.
I was watching the Superman trailer that That you couldn't play without sound for some reason.
Wait, you can turn the sound off on it?
Weird, right?
My volume was up because it's media, but my phone's on vibrate. Yeah. Because unlike other phones, I'm not going to mention Windows phones, you can't fucking do that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. You can't put your phone on silent. You can put your ringer on silent, but then you have to go and turn your media down. No matter what, it fucking plays. It's annoying as shit. I got a new Windows phone, by the way.
You got a new Windows phone?
Yeah. Well, not a new one. My 1520 crapped out on me again. Oh, so nice. I switched it out, yeah. I got an 830.
Cool.
Yeah. Much smaller phone.
Yeah?
It fits in a pocket now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a much smaller phone.
Yeah.
Because your old one was basically a phablet.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. And the worst built phone ever. The buttons felt like garbage. Do you see what I mean by the trailer, Mike? It was just the suits, and then that was it. And it's like...
Well, that's like a teaser.
Yeah, but it's not like a teaser. Like, I wanted, like...
They didn't say it was a trailer. Like, had they said that was a trailer... Like...
Well, no. Well, everyone says teaser trailer, but it's like... That's a teaser trailer. It's like an announcement trailer is really what they should say. I would like to see the price of this fucking thing, but...
For movie tickets?
Yeah, I want to see what it is.
It'd be awesome if it's free.
Oh, it's probably not going to happen.
Did they at least list the show times over in Mills?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you have to register to see it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Whatever, you jerk faces.
All right. So, Mike, what movie did you watch?
No, he hasn't done his top five yet.
He did his top five.
I know.
He was the first one. Pay attention.
Yeah, Mr. Complaining about everything else. Some bitch. I watched a movie called Going Overboard.
Kurt Russell? Yeah. Goldie Hawn?
I wish. That one's so much better. This is Adam Sandler's first movie.
Was it really his first movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then first lead, obviously. And it was poorly written, to say it nicely.
I will say I looked at the cover art or whatever they do for Netflix. It did not look good.
Which is just a fake picture somebody made of.
Yeah.
Sandler's head. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's just... Okay, the whole premise of the movie is there's a cruise ship waiter, and he wants to become a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, at the time, Sandler was a stand-up comedian. So a cruise ship waiter wants to be a stand-up comedian, and basically the whole... And it's like one of those movies where he talks to the camera, and he kind of like... He pauses.
He monologues.
Yeah, and yeah. Like in the middle of a scene, he'll talk to the camera, make a joke, and then he'll go back to the scene kind of thing. Sandler. When I say it's his first movie, if people aren't familiar, like if you think like Waterboy or something like that was one of his first, no, way the fuck before that. This is before SNL, Adam Sandler. Yeah, man, it's just bad, dude. And then like for some reason there's like terrorists that come aboard the boat and try to kill, and like there's
sorry,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, dude, yeah. And there's like Miss Universe competition was going on or something like that. So you had like Miss USA and Miss Australia was on the, and like there's a bunch of like hot chicks on the boat. Like it's just shitty, dude, in every way, man. Like there's like literally I think two or three lines that made me chuckle. The rest of it was just hard to watch. The rest of it was just really, really hard to watch. And I read somewhere that it was like a $200,000 budget. And I was like,
did it feel like it?
Oh, dude, it felt like a $40 budget.
Ugh.
And it's funny, too, because even at the first of the movie, Sandler is talking into the camera, but as his character, Barry Wascowitz or whatever his character's name is, and saying, oh, this movie is about blah, 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 blah. And he actually says, this is not a low budget movie. This is a no budget movie. What?
$200,000 was the budget.
Yeah,
that's what it says. I'm just looking, just to verify what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Since you said I think it was a two. Yeah, that's what I'm confirming.
So yeah.
I don't know where that money went. Maybe to rent a boat.
Well, no. Here's where the money went. Billy Zane.
Oh, that's true.
Billy Zane was in this movie.
He plays. I'll give you 1,000 guesses. You'll never guess. He plays Neptune.
King Neptune.
Like the actual God of the Sea, King Neptune.
Yeah. Remember Cabin Boy?
Vaguely.
Okay. That's a lot what this movie was, but bad.
Cabin Boy was good?
Compared to this, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
Oh, this is a rough movie, sir.
This is, and Cody kept saying it's one of his worst movies. No, it is his worst movie. I don't care how bad you think Blended was. There's no way it's worse than this movie. So there's that. It's rough, man. It is just really not good. And then, so Billy Zane's in it. And this is an established Billy Zane at this point, if my timelines are correct. Another fun little appearance. Billy Bob Thornton's in it.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Okay. And then Peter Berg is in it as well. Ooh, right? Peter Berg's his name?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's been in some stuff, but he's better known as a director now. He's actually a fairly big director. So it wasn't like this cat, like, there's like good people in the cast. Yeah. There's actual actors. Burt Young's in it. For those of you who don't know who Burt Young is, he's Pauly in the Rocky movies. He's in it. For no particular reason. Just make a couple dumb jokes. Like it's just shit, dude.
I just imagine like these movie. Characters are just like walking by in the background because that's all they could afford.
No, like well, Billy Bob at the time, I don't think anybody knew who he was. So he might have actually auditioned for it. and he gets like a couple lines back and forth with Sandler. Neptune, Mr. Billy Zane, was the way he does Neptune, dude, it wasn't even like a good beard or like a cool outfit. It was like this shitty, like you ever like been at a toy store and you seen like those princess outfits? Not in the clothes department, in the toy department for little girls.
Yeah.
That kind of material is what made up his Neptune. And his beard, you could see like it's just like a string with hair on it that they taped to his fucking face, man. And he overacts it too.
Yeah.
Like clearly on purpose.
Oh, that's awful. That is awful.
Yeah. He's got like a little trident. Ugh, so goddamn awful. Such a bad movie. It's so bad. You know how sometimes there's a movie so bad where you kind of want to watch it?
Yes.
Well, this movie is so bad that it passed that point where you kind of want to watch it that you shouldn't watch it. Like, it's highly advised that you don't watch it.
So you're getting into like epic movie territory and stuff like that.
Of just like, there's no reason. I wouldn't suggest anybody to watch this.
Epic Movie is the only movie that I actually rented it on Movie Beam.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You had right? one of those?
Because we got it for free at Best Buy. And then we got like $25 for free. They were basically paying me to watch movies. So I rented Epic Movie. I literally stopped less than halfway through. I was like, this is god awful.
Billy Zane was bombing Phantom, though.
Word. Phantom's like a motherfucker.
Not Phantoms, Phantom.
Yeah, I know.
Phantoms would be.
Making a joke.
We like to tweak the jokes around here to go towards what we're doing. You are a cocksucker.
Anyway, what movie did you watch, Joe?
So out of the plethora of movies that were on Netflix, all seven or eight of them of Adam Sandler's, which I've seen most of them with the exception of Going Overboard, which I looked at the picture that they had of it and went, fuck that. I decided to watch Bulletproof and went in with so low expectations that I was underground. I did not expect anything of this because, I don't really care that much for Adam Sandler.
No, you hate Adam Sandler.
I don't care that much for him.
Just say you hate him.
I also don't really care very much for the Wayans brothers
part. This is Damon, dude. We're not talking about Sean and Marlon here. Talk about Damon, dude. Like, the best Wayne.
So, I go into the movie not expecting much. Come out with higher expectations. It was actually a better movie than what I thought it would be. Because it's Adam Sandler playing a role that you don't normally see him playing. He's actually a drug runner in this movie, and that's how pretty much the whole entire
shoots him in the butt.
What?
Shoots him in the butt.
That we're about to watch here.
Bulletproof. He shoots. We're watching the trailer now.
Yeah.
On mute.
Suit.
Oh, badass
Superman.
Suit. Batman. I don't care. That's fucking dope.
It does look like battle worn. It really does.
The material is weird though, because it's the same as the original picture when they released it. It looks like a weird, like,
not quite leather, but not quite.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, hey, we paper mache'd, you know, like Kevlar on. I was like,
don't say paper mache. It doesn't look like paper mache.
Do you want to freeze frame it
looks,
for a second?
You're gonna tell me it
looks
doesn't
more
look
like
cool?
a worn leather to me. It looks like more of a
worn
leather.
Do you think it looks cool?
I like the cowl because it looks fucking angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it does.
It's like you have the brow. It's like, oh no, you win, sir. I know
it's
I was
definitely
mugging her,
a Miller style Batman.
Knife down, bro. You win. You look angry as shit. Like no,
I think the suit looks super badass, dude.
I'm just saying the close up of it makes it look a little paper mache ish.
I disagree.
Here we are. Cody. Here we go. And there.
Paper mache.
No,
looks like
they
took Kevlar.
I don't see paper mache.
It looks like worn and
textured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see worn textured like carbon fiber.
It's because of the lines. Like it looks like when they put the paper mache on top to make the layers. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But it does look angry as all hell.
I wish the bat stood out a little bit more.
Like seriously. Well, actually, you don't really see much of the bat there.
Yeah, it's this right here.
Oh yeah, it is okay. Yeah, so it doesn't stand out that much. I do see it now.
Maybe
yeah.
at like better angles,
yeah,
I might hit it right. But
from right here, I didn't see it until you pointed it out that there's the bat. Now I can see the ears and the because
it's the same
stuff.
Color. All you see
does
is
have
the
a yellow.
Well, it's not very.
Well, the pictures we've seen are black and white, so
yeah.
far we don't know.
I kind of want
well,
it to be
we
just
don't...
a little bit of yellow thrown in there. I don't know why, but I think it looks.
Yeah, the pictures we've seen look black and white. They could be he's just wearing all black or grayish, whatever. Color that is.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Bulletproof.
So Adam Sandler's playing a drug runner, essentially, and to be honest with you, I was doing homework at the same time I was doing this. So a little bit is going to be lost in translation that I hope that you guys can fill in. But Damon Wayans' character is undercover, and he's friends with Adam Sandler's character, and they're actually good buddy-buddy. So that's what I actually enjoyed about at least the beginning of the movie, is that they had a really good... essentially buddy cop, non-buddy cop movie going. But then literally like 15 minutes later, David Wayne's character gets found out in the middle of a big drug operation that was going down. And yada, yada, yada. Adam Sandler's character accidentally ends up shooting him in the head. And I was like, holy crap, he just literally killed Damon Wayans, even though... Yeah, on the box art, it's both of them. So what the fuck happened here? And somehow, which is a part that still blows my mind, I'm not really sure about.
People been shot in the head and lived, though.
Yeah, yes, but I mean...
ricocheted around the skull.
But I mean, literally, then Adam Sandler's character goes on the run. And
like the rock from Faster?
Yeah.
Really?
He got shot here and it comes out his cheek.
Ouch.
You ever seen Faster?
No.
Oh, God damn.
What the fuck, man? You've never seen a movie. You know, The Rock is a big dude. Like, he was yoked as fuck in that movie. And the gun he held.
Wasn't it the judge?
It was the judge, yeah. But he had the hammer.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking thing was beastly. Yeah, but he got shot in the back of the head. And it hit on his skull and basically went around. Mm-hmm. And exploded out of his cheeks. He had a gnarly scar. And it technically happened to him twice. Because he had a metal plate in his head the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, spoilers. Oh, well, ruined it for you. He gets shot again.
Good job, Cody.
Coded myself.
Yeah, you did. I couldn't spoil things for yourself, but whatever.
Well, I've done it all before. Go ahead. Sorry.
But anyway, so literally, it seems like literally in the next scene, you see David Wayne's character going in for surgery, and they're like, is he going to survive? And then suddenly, they capture Adam Sandler's character in Mexico, and they're trying to...
Extradite.
Yeah, I was like, import? Export? I was like,
much.
What?
Same shit.
Extradite. Extradite him back to the U.S., but then suddenly Damon Wayans' character shows up with just a bandage on his head. And I'm
but
like,
it was a bigger time frame.
It could have been a bigger time frame. I was literally doing studying and stuff.
Sandler was like gone for a while. Like,
yeah.
He was successfully on the run for a while.
So shit goes down, and they basically end up going on a run through Mexico to get back to the United States, and shenanigans and hijinks happen along the way, which were actually somewhat pretty funny. Was basically the hillbilly scene that where they're driving through the forest and the guy's like, I know this place like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And they're driving right towards a tree and you're like, oh my God, he's gonna hit, and he does turn, like not looking at the road. I thought that was pretty funny. And then they're driving towards a cliff And Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans are like, stop, stop. And he's like, I got this, guys. And he finally stops, and then the car chasing him just keeps going and off the cliff. I was like, that's so stupid. And actually was pretty funny. But, I mean, it's still just, I don't know, it just, it was good. It was better than what I expected, which was still good. But there were still, just reminded myself, the biggest thing that I hated about this movie, though, and it happens in a lot of these, because it was an early 90s movie. I want to say it was like 90...
Like mid to late, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 94, 95, 96, okay. You have these, and this pisses me off that there are, that is actually a pretty dope Batmobile.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that picture.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
There's a problem that I have with movies of the early to mid 90s, and it probably transitions a little bit over into the late 90s, is you'll have those scenes where it's like super quiet. So I literally had to turn the volume up on my TV to hear what the fuck they were saying. And then suddenly somebody would start shooting, and suddenly the volume just is fucking out of control. So I'd have to turn my TV down. It was pissing me off having to do this. So I ended up just leaving it at the volume of the action scenes, which was nice. So, you know, the action scenes would happen and everything sounds decent. But then people would start talking. Yeah, people would start talking. You're like, what did he just say? Fuck it. I could rewind it, but I don't want to.
All right. So we're going to play a little test real quick. So you thought it was okay. It wasn't great.
It was better than I expected, yes. Right,
which you expected hot trash because you hate.
I expected worse than hot trash. I expected that, you know, when hot trash gets all gooey and it slimes into the ground, I expected that ground underneath that gooey hot trash's gooiness.
Okay, so we're going to...
See?
I'm going to name...
Sound some, like my honeymoon.
I'm gonna name some Sandler movies, just his, you know... more significant roles.
Okay, do you want like a good, and or bad?
He's gonna go through them.
No, when he says the movie, does he want me to be like, that was a good movie, that was a meh movie, or that was a bad movie?
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what I want. Airheads.
I don't recall if I've seen it.
Okay.
With Brandon Fraser and Steve Buscemi, where they take over the radio station?
Oh, yeah, I have seen it. Okay, yes, yes. He does. Yeah, he plays the quiet guy, and they're wondering how he gets all the girls. Yes, I actually like that movie, but I forgot he was in it.
Billy Madison.
No, I don't care for it.
I know, right?
Oh, that hurts me inside. Happy Gilmore.
I like it. Good.
Bulletproof?
Meh.
Wedding Singer?
Liked it.
Waterboy?
I don't really care for it.
Okay.
I watched it a couple days ago on TV.
I watched it yesterday.
It was on
Encore or something, right?
No, it wasn't Encore. It was on in the break room.
Oh, gotcha.
Big Daddy.
Eh.
God damn it. Little Nicky.
Eh.
Mr. Deeds.
I liked it.
Good. 8 Crazy Nights.
No.
Anger Management.
I liked Anger Management.
I didn't really like that one very much.
Really? Yeah. I liked Anger Management.
Especially
when Nicholson throws the eggs and he yells, "I sit over easy," is one of my favorite moments ever.
I like when he yells out, "I'm retarded." On the freeway.
I'm retarded.
He's like, no, what? I'm retarded. It makes me laugh because he like someone.
I like when Nicholson tells him he needs to retard his anger. He's like, I'm retarded. It's retarded. Yeah. 50 First Dates.
I liked it.
Spanglish.
I didn't really care for it.
It was awful. The Longest Yard.
Meh.
I love that one. Click.
Liked it.
It was on his top five. Of course, I liked it.
Rain Over Me.
I don't think I've seen it.
I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Didn't see it.
You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Meh.
I like that movie.
Bedtime Stories.
I didn't see it.
Don't worry about it. It's not good.
I like Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, he's retarded. Don't worry about it.
I'm retarded. It's
I
retarded.
Like Bedtime Stories, too.
I like Bedtime Stories.
Funny People.
I never saw it.
It's not funny. It's super fucking sad and depressing.
Yeah, not a good movie. Fuck you, Judd Apatow.
Well, yeah, it's a super sad movie like it's supposed to? It's a good super sad, but you hate it because it's sad? Yeah. Or is it just a bad movie?
I hate it because it revolves around adultery.
So, is it a bad movie? Like bad acting, bad blah blah blah, bad story.
It's a good movie. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. There could be a movie that you don't like just because it's a heart pulling thing that you don't want to go through, but it still could be a good movie. Anyway, keep going.
Grown Ups.
I didn't see it. It was going to be the movie that I was going to watch, but Netflix doesn't have it. Neither does Hulu. Amazon Prime. I couldn't find any Adam Sandler movies on there unless you had to buy them.
Anyway. Just go with it.
No, I haven't really honestly seen any of his newer movies.
Like anything from here on out?
Yeah.
Jack and Jill?
No.
That's My Boy?
Nope.
Hotel Transylvania?
Nope.
Grown Ups 2?
Nope.
Blended?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't hate as many as you make it sound like you hate.
I just don't really care. Like if you were to sit here and say, let's go watch the new Adam Sandler movie or something else, I would probably be like, I'd be like, what's something else?
All right. Okay, so we got that one down. Cody?
Okay.
Sorry. What did you watch?
I watched Blended.
And was it as good as you thought it was?
It was actually pretty funny. I said I kept telling Mike I hated it, and it's only because I told him today at lunch when we were sitting down. The reason I really hated it is because everyone keeps saying, oh, Drew Barrymore is so hot. It's like, she's not. Like, if it's a radio play, I almost still think she sounds ugly. Like, I'm sorry, but because at one point, Adam Sandler doesn't, is trying to avoid her because he didn't, they went on a blind date,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go well. Mainly because he brought her to Hooters.
Yeah, that's probably not where you want to take a blind date.
You find out why. You find out why, and it's super depressing why he does it.
He gets coupons?
No, he goes there a lot, but his now dead from cancer wife worked there.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. So, kind of I was just because you don't find that out until a good almost halfway through the movie. It's like, why the fuck would you bring her there?
That's awful on a couple levels. Sad and just why do you keep doing that to your new relationships?
Yeah. Anyway. So, and well, this is the first time he's gone on a date in 20 years because his wife passed away really recently, apparently. Within a year or so. Probably a year or more. But anyways, awful first date. But then later, she has two sons. He has three daughters. One of her sons is
sorry.
What?
I was...
Something...
What? I was almost going to make a whatchamacallit reference.
Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch,
that's exactly what it is. The reason it's called Blended...
Really?
...is because they're a blended family. The reason it's called Blended is they go... The trip they go on, they end up going to Africa on this trip, and they end up being together. Joined together because of the tickets they got secondhand,
uh-huh.
which was from his boss, and they both went after him and to get half the tickets because originally his boss was going to take her best friend who they're dating, but he has five kids and he wanted to introduce her to the kids. And so if you do the math real quick, he has five kids. Adam Sandler has three kids. Drew Barrymore has two kids, which equals five, so they could take all the tickets that were made for it, right? Well, the whole thing is it's a blended family weekend. So everyone there, all the families that are there are a blended family.
I was actually going to ask you why it was called Blended.
That's why.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The movie's actually really funny and does make you, allergies kick in a little bit because mm-hmm. they always do. Like 50 First Dates did, you know?
Yeah.
A lot. But Joel McHale's in it.
That's decent.
He plays Drew Barrymore's ex-husband.
That's awesome.
He plays a normal Joel McHale character. It's a complete asshole. It's fantastic. Not like a Jeff Winger asshole, like a true asshole.
Yeah.
Like he was in Ted.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's the same character he played in Ted, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But what makes it funny is the random shit that happens. Remember, you ever see Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, I've seen Grandma's Boy.
Remember the African dude that was in it?
Yeah.
Doctor and whatever his name was? Yeah. He's in it. He plays the host of the resort. So he's always talking to him, and he's always making these inappropriate jokes and things.
Oh, that's awesome. He's basically playing the same character.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
My smell is strong. Yeah, no, literally. Your smell is wrong.
And they make that joke.
That's awesome.
He comes in at one time, and he's got his arm around Adam Sandler, and he's talking to him, and he goes, Did you mix tuna fish and pork chops for lunch? He's like, I did. He's like, I can tell. Because his face is right here. Oh, it's really funny. He's like, I brush my teeth. I would brush them twice. It's not a fart joke, but it's still a smelly joke. But anyways, he says something. He's like, no, we're not here together. I can't stand her. And her and Drew Barrymore's older son goes, you'd be lucky to have my mom. My mom's hot. Everyone's like, oh, that's super inappropriate. And yeah. I was like, first off, your son needs better glasses. And they refer to her older son as Frodo. That's what Adam Sandler calls him, Frodo. He's got the Jew fro, right? I swear to God, he could be Adam Sandler's son in real life, which I thought was really weird. But
I'm sure there's some running around.
Yeah. Well, he has kids. Adam Sandler has real
kids.
That's
right. He does have actual kids.
later on, Adam Sandler's middle-aged daughter, like the middle daughter, and the older Drew Barrymore's older son, Frodo, are walking, and he's making snide remarks. And he says something like, yeah, right, bros? Like, to like the people in, like the African people that are there. And they're like, they're speaking, and I said Africanese because I'm not too sure what they speak there. Mike's like, African. I was like,
it depends on where they are.
Yeah.
Because you could be speaking Swahili.
Yeah, it could be Swahili. It doesn't matter.
Speaking English if you are on the lower parts.
So they show subtitles for it, and he calls him Frodo. That was really funny. But Alan Covert makes a cameo as 10-second Tom from 50 First Dates.
Nice.
They run into each other at Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore's characters run into each other at like a convenience store. He's picking up tampons for his oldest daughter, and then she's trying to find a nudie magazine to replace one that she tore up. Because she's trying to be like the whole like respect his boundaries, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to replace it. She's trying to figure out. Anyways, so Adam Sandler's like says, hey, we can work with each other. You buy these, I'll buy this. So it's not embarrassing, right? Which then he just totally blames her buying. He's like, no, it's not Skin Mags, now it's hers. Like, it's for her son. And it's really fun. And then the lady at the counter goes, what's a pretty progressive mom? He's like, that's what I told her. But it's pretty funny. But right before they walk up the counter, ladies ring some up, and it's Alan Colvin, and he goes, hi, my name is Tom. And she goes, oh, nice to meet you. And he hands her a change. Hi, my name is Tom. I was like, oh, that's fantastic. Second Tom makes a return. The umpire of the Little League game is, I can't remember his name, the big guy that played from Waterboy, the one with the wonky eye.
Oh,
yeah. He was the umpire, and he had a wonky eye. It was pretty funny. Kevin Nealon was hilarious in it. He played a newlywed to a much younger woman who every time she said romance, she would shake her boobies, which made her new stepson, who is Kevin Nealon's son, really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would.
And then makes everyone else giggle and laugh. And then Frodo gets like, what'd you say? And she's like, romance. He's like, yeah. He kept like spying on her. It's really funny. But the whole thing is like, basically you can see like she's having a hard time raising boys and he's having a hard time raising girls. Because all his girls are tomboys.
Yeah.
And all her... One kid's a spaz. He's not good at sports, but wants to play sports. The other one's, well, Frodo.
Yeah.
So, it's actually really funny. Terry Crews is hilarious because he plays essentially the singing host of the blended, of the resort. It's like, whenever time they go somewhere, he's like always talking to everybody, the big crowd in general, and he's always singing with the backup singers and stuff. It's really funny.
Also really scary.
Yeah, he's got a fro.
Like, oh, he's actually got hair?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And he's always dressed up all crazy. Oh, it's really funny. So I do recommend watching. It's actually really funny. It's just, that God, it bothers me every time. Oh, you're really hot. I'm like, don't lie to her. She's got a mirror at home, I'm pretty sure. She knows better. She's not.
Like, so really the only problem you have with this movie is she's ugly. You think she's ugly. Like,
I don't think she's hot. I actually don't think she's attractive much at all.
So that's your only problem with the movie.
If you were told to do her, is she doable? That was Mike's next question.
Do I have the option to have the lights off?
No.
I pass.
Low dim.
No, there is no pass.
If I can see her, I pass.
There's like do or die.
Die it is. Nah, do her. I don't want to die.
That was pretty harsh.
That was pretty harsh.
Plus, I can finish in like 20 seconds. Like, oh, well, it's a race. I win.
You're like, look, I really love
you. You never said I had to make her finish.
You're like, look, I really love you because you're going soft. And
it, oh, inside. It's staying soft.
So
it's getting too close to the mic.
That's weird.
how's that weird?
Hey, Drew Barrymore, want to play my favorite game? Pushing rope?
Push. It's called pushing rope and growing pipe.
More just pushing rope.
Yeah, but then you grow pipe. So
real quick.
Yeah, go.
We'll make it real quick. So we talked about the Game of Thrones book, The Song of Ice and Fire, and how that one part from book 3 was really disgusting with Jaime and Cersei.
Oh yeah, where he's basically raping. No,
the only one where she's trying to like Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So you said something in book four was even worse. Was it the one where she talks about eating Robert seeds?
Yes.
Oh, God, dude, it's fucking disgusting.
I told you. You didn't believe me. I told you, and it was absolutely horrible.
So there's a part in the book where she's talking about how the dead king, Robert Baratheon, oh, spoilers, Mike, he dies. It's the big guy that looked, anyways, doesn't matter. She talks about like how he would get drunk every now and then and actually have sex with her.
Yep.
Almost like rape, because yep. he's really rough on her because he's drunk and doesn't know what he's doing. Not like he forces himself on her because she kind of lets him.
And he apologized afterwards. Yeah. So,
but he would finish outside of her body.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times would be like on her face. And she's like, yeah, when you've passed out, I would just lick up your dead airs, like your spent airs. And I was like, oh,
I told you.
Oh, God.
I told you when you got to that part, it would be the most disgusting thing ever. And you were like, no, it can't be that bad. But then you listen to the description.
Yeah, it's the way it's
said.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm licking up all of your dead children and heirs or something like that. You know, I was just like,
because in context, if I say, oh, she's talking about eating semen of her husband.
You're like, oh, she's like, okay. Sucking dick.
The description is way worse, because the other one I was talking about from book three is when she talks about how, like, Jamie spent his seed inside of her, her brother.
It's way more romantic than that scene. Way more romantic. Yeah.
Even though that's brother and sister, it's super fucking disgusting. But the description of her, she's like, and I swallow all your airs. I was like, I was like, I'm just going to crash my car now, because I don't want to listen to this anymore. Like, you're a sick fucking person.
She is, but she gets her coming up.
Yeah, I just got to that point. Bitches in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. By her own deeds. Oh, yeah, the church? Yeah, you can have your swords back and stuff. Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Then they found out that she was doing to Jamie.
Yep.
Yep, they locked her up, and Jamie's all, I don't really feel like saving you, bitch.
Jamie's like, I'm off in River Run, so.
He's like, I'm doing something that I like, even though I only have one hand now. You can go fend for yourself, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Am I right? I've only seen one episode. Anyway.
Keep watching it. You'll enjoy it.
Honestly, I didn't really... Okay, I want to say I didn't like the first episode. But the first episode, like, there's so much hype around the show that I thought this was going to happen. Like,
yeah,
trying to go in with low expectations. But the first episode, I was like, nah.
Which is honestly why I never watched Lost to begin with. And wait until... years later, then I went back and watched it, or even like Archer as well. You know, there was so many people there sitting there saying that they loved Archer, and it was just like when I tried to watch it, it's funny, it is honestly, and I'm getting into it years later because of all the people who pretty much stop saying that they like it. But yeah, give it some. I understand.
I'm gonna keep watching.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch.
There are gonna be times where it's like, they're just talking. Why are they just talking? But then there will be scenes where, like, they're talking, but there are two chicks doing each other in the background.
Nice. Okay.
What did I say the other name of the book was?
Let me get it out.
And then the companion series is called Cocks, Dragons, and Other Magical Shit. It's the companion series he's going to come out with.
The South Park episodes were on not too long ago.
Oh, God, they're fantastic. God.
The companion series is going to be called Cocks, Dragons, and Some Magical Shit.
Yeah, that's what it was. And the original title, the other title for the alternate title of the book was what?
Game of Dongs or Game of Privates, A Song of Ice and Incest.
That's good. That's good.
All right, real quick before we wrap this up, next week we're going to do a review of Daredevil.
Okay, yeah.
We're giving Joe extra time because we don't give
him... I'm not going to make it through the whole season.
I know, but you'll know what's going on. I don't think there's any like big twist that will spoil, really. Right?
Nothing that I don't probably suspect already, at least in the big
Daredevil's blind. Boom! Go fuck yourself.
I don't think there's any... I don't think we could spoil Daredevil. I think we could talk about it.
I know he fights Kingpin towards the end, the end of the movie. TV series.
13-hour long movie.
Not even really a TV series.
But yeah, so we're going to go over it. We're going to give our thoughts on Daredevil next week.
I watched it on my Surface Pro 3, so fuck yourself.
And then do you want to do the five people thing that I was talking about earlier? I think that could be fun. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do five people you like to have a beer with. And when I say have a beer with, it just means the five people
have a conversation with.
Yeah,
you now, have a.
I can already say one of them right now, well, like hands down,
Elon Musk.
Well, there is that, but like I'm thinking, movie actor wise, the dude.
Anybody.
My question for you though is this all five at once? Like we're all six hanging out?
No.
Or one on one?
It's just one on one.
So five people, one on one.
This is not like, because we talked about this. There's a difference between people you like to have a party with and people you like to have a beer with. So we're doing the beer with first. And when I say beer, it doesn't have to mean you're actually drinking beer, blah, blah, blah. You're just having a conversation with them for like a couple hours or whatever. Just a talk. Anybody you want, any avenue of life, have to be alive. We're not doing the dead ones yet. We will do the dead ones at some point. We'll do all the dead ones.
That'll be the Halloween kidding. Episode.
Don't say it like that.
We're gonna do all the deads.
Because then you have to like, do you use a hot plate just to heat up the one sections you're gonna.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about that.
Right? Yeah, that's he actually thought it out. That's weird. Any walk of life, you could do your space nerdy stuff.
Space nerdy stuff, but Jeff Bridges is the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Actors, I thought Elon Musk. Musicians.
No, he would like be that. On there, but like, literally, he says that, and I'm like, dude, it'd be so awesome to talk to Jeff Bridges, because he'd just be all over the place.
Yeah.
And just listening to his voice.
All right, so that's our homework. Easy homework.
That's easy. Okay.
Just come up with a good list of five people. Try to make it unique too. All right. Athletes, anybody you want. Cody?
My list is definitely not going to have athletes on it. No athletes.
Mm-mm. All right. That's this week, fuckers.
So it comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, guys, thanks for listening and go fuck yourselves.
That's this week, fuckers. That's our sign off. That's this week, fuckers.